This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's out of Tucson, my friends. And, wow, you can follow me on Twitter at James T. Harris. Well, the world is abuzz. Yes, we had a major move made by Vladimir Zelensky out of the Ukraine. He attacked, using drones, Russia, blew up a bunch of Russian jets, and, well, the media is all abuzz. They're saying that Ukraine has new life. They're saying that this was a bold, audacious move. We're not even sure that President Trump knew that it was coming. Which means that the crafty Zelensky, yes, he decided that the war must go on because democracy dies in darkness. That's what we're told. And so what happened over the weekend? We had Ukraine. He, I do believe, is playing with fire. He targeted these jets in Russia. They were just sitting out there, and the world was laughing. How could Vladimir Putin, how could he leave these jets, these nuclear jets, how could he leave them out in the open? And it was such a daring raid. They were using drones that were part of a train, and then it kind of broke off like you're watching a video game, and then it destroyed, what are they saying, up to 20-30% of the Russian fleet, if you are to believe what Ukraine is saying. But this bold move, this gauntlet that Zelensky is on, did it draw Ukraine and the United States and NATO closer to war with Russia? Well, I don't hear this being talked about a lot on the media. They did talk about, you know, how this was a bold, how this was a strong move, that Zelensky had extra cards up his sleeve, targeting Russian strategic long-range bombers. Well, wow. There's only one problem with this. The reason why the planes were out there in the open is because that's part of the treaty that Russia signed with the United States. See, so we can kind of keep an eye on their bombers, and they can keep an eye on our bombers. And that means that with this bomber visibility, it's required by several agreements to make sure that, you know, we just don't lose our minds and just start to attack each other. Our U.S. long-range nuclear-capable bombers are covered under the same agreements. So now we have a real conundrum. If Zelensky did attack these jets, these planes, and he did it without the United States knowing about it, or should I say President Trump knowing about it, because I am quite sure that our War Department, maybe parts of the rogue War Department, we're working with NATO, helping Zelensky, or are we to believe that Ukraine did this all on their own? I remember the pipeline. I forgot the name of the pipeline. Chris, maybe you can help me with this. That is Jesse Kelly's producer. The pipeline that was going from Russia to Nord Stream pipeline. Thank you very much, sir. Remember when the Nord Stream pipeline blew up? Who did it? Did we ever really find out? First, we were told that it was Ukraine. Ukraine said, I didn't do it. And then NATO said, I didn't do it. And the United States said, I didn't do it. But you know what? That wasn't Biden talking. That was somebody from the Biden administration. Now we know Biden didn't know what he was doing. Biden didn't know where he was. Biden didn't know what day of the week it was. See how complicated and crazy this is getting? Who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline? Well, now we're finding out that maybe it was the United States helping Ukraine do that. Well, this is the same situation. Are you trying to tell me that Ukraine went and did this on their own? I highly doubt it. That means Ukraine had some help. Well, naturally, it probably would be NATO. And it probably would be the United States. But, you know, President Trump, he has plausible deniability. I didn't know. He was like Obama. I found out when I was watching the news. I said, what? The United States and NATO have provided the means. However, did Ukraine, the President Zelensky just exploit a vulnerability by targeting these Russian long-range nuclear-capable bombers? Here's a question. Was the CIA and NATO intelligence community a willfully blind participant knowing they would benefit from this? What does it mean by benefit? I think by benefit, it means that the war would go ahead and continue. But when you talk about taking advantage of detente, here we had Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, that's SALT. And the Strategic Arms, what was the other one called? The Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, START. That was a call for the United States and for Russia long-range nuclear-capable bombers to remain visible and observable by national technical means of verification. Did Zelensky take advantage of that? I mean, that open visibility creates a mutual vulnerability. And this was a method of surveillance and verification for both the United States and the Russian Federation. But now that that has been exposed, or I should say abused, by one of our allies, well, the whole game changes now, doesn't it? It changes. Remember, here's an example. There used to be a time where you were flying your plane, you're flying on an airplane, and oh my goodness, it was captured by terrorists. You had terrorists on board. What was the protocol? The protocol was for you to just be quiet, to follow instructions. Could be a couple of days. You know, the plane would land in some a Muslim nation. You would have to sit on the tarmac and you just have to wait. That actually almost happened to me. I was coming back from the UK from a trip in Africa. And I was hanging out in Europe for a minute, got on my plane in England, flying back to the United States. Only the plane didn't show up. Where was the plane? Saddam Hussein hijacked it. It was sitting on a tarmac somewhere over there in Iraq. I missed my flight because it was hijacked. Not a problem. A few days later, deals were made, money was paid, and of course, the hostages were freed. But that whole scenario changed on 9/11. And it changed in real time. As a matter of fact, by the time the people on the third plane found out what happened to the first two planes, well, decisions had to be made. They realized that this plane wasn't going to land. They weren't going to be held hostage. Some people figured out that this plane was headed back to Washington, D.C., probably headed to the Capitol or probably headed to the White House. I believe Todd Beamer was on that plane. They made a very bold decision. They bum rushed the cockpit and they brought that plane down in a field in Pennsylvania. God bless them. Now we're going to see the same type of deal here. The SALT Treaty, the START Treaty, it is now obsolete because Russia would be foolish to keep their bombers out in the open anymore. What does that mean for the United States of America as well? Are you telling me that that's to our advantage? Are you telling me that the SALT and the START treaties were worth blowing up to save democracy in Ukraine? I don't think so. And I have some other problems with this latest move by Zelensky. And I have some problems with the people who I believe are behind it. Nothing here. I mean, we're playing a high-level chess game. At least President Trump was. President Trump, he's angling for peace. You're not going to tell me that he's on the phone with Vladimir Putin just a few days ago talking about, hey, we need to come to terms. We need to have a ceasefire. And at the same time, he's authorizing their planes to be blown up. Do we have a shadow government operating in the United States? Do we have what? The CIA maybe working with other foreign organizations running their own plans contrary to the president's? All I'm doing is asking questions. I have more questions. And I also want to connect the dots. La, 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 la. Rest in peace, Pee Wee Herman. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James C. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. 550 KFYI is my station. 790 KNSC. You can hear me in Tucson. You can follow me at James T. Harris on Twitter. We are talking about the surprise attack against Russia. They're calling it Russia's Pearl Harbor. Oh, it was bold. Oh, it was audacious. As a matter of fact, Brit Hume happened to chime in on the latest attack in the war between Russia and Ukraine, NATO, and a proxy of the United States.
So let's start with that attack pulled off by the Ukrainians. The AP says this undertaking by Ukraine Security Service, codenamed Spiderweb, involved more than 18 months of painstaking planning and great risk, outnumbered, outgunned, and dependent on Western partners.
Holy cow, 18 months of planning. They were outweaponed. They were outgunned. This was a bold, audacious 18 months of planning.
Ukrainian military planners have sought innovative and cost-effective means to exact Russian losses, often leaning in on the element of surprise. Mm-hmm. And Brit, this is a big embarrassment for the Russians as well, along with the losses.
A big embarrassment for the Russians, along with the losses. I mean, drone technology has changed the warfare game, isn't it? You're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on a plane, and you probably got a drone over there, you know, bought from Best Buy for $49. and it's a bomb. They can retrofit it and make it a bomb. They can get it into the country. This is deep into Russian territory, and it caused massive damages. Brit Hume.
Yeah, it certainly does establish that this country, whose president was being told at the White House that he didn't have any cards to play, that he apparently has quite a few cards to play, including...
Holy cow! They were told he didn't have any cards, but you know, remember? I mean, this is Trump at the minerals deal in the White House. You don't have anything going here. You can't win this war. Remember, he said that. You're going to be forced to make a deal. Trump didn't know that Zelensky had some cards up his sleeve. Apparently more cards.
This daring attack, which... You know, if the Ukrainians can be believed, wiped out about, you know, 30-40% of Russia's strategic bombing force. That's a major setback for Russia.
That's a major setback for Russia. He's right about that. But here's the key word. If Ukraine is to be believed, because I'm reading other reports that there was nowhere near 30-40%. Maybe you could talk about but the 4, 5, 8, maybe 10 planes. I don't know. Somebody's telling the truth. Somebody's lying. Maybe everybody's lying. But what great propaganda!
Russia, it is an embarrassing intelligence failure and an embarrassing defense failure. Mm-hmm. And who knows what else the Ukrainians, who proved pretty ingenious, may have up their sleeves.
That's true.
It does beg questions about what may be coming next. I want to pivot to another headline that we've got here.
No, we're not going to pivot. We're going to stay with this one. This is incredible. I mean, what an intelligence failure on the part of Russia. Sort of like there was an intelligence failure on the part of Israel when they were attacked by Hamas. Yeah, this is incredible. I'm sorry. I'm just having a very hard time buying this. And it's amazing how this was so wrapped up. We even know the name of the operation, Spiderweb. We know everything about this. This is laid out in a beautiful press package. And now, you know what? We have to rethink this. We have to, the Trump administration has to rethink this. I mean, are they being like dragged into a war that they don't want to be a part of? We know what President Trump is all about. President Trump is about peace. But the Western media, they're convinced that a few trucks full of drones have decimated the Russia's fleet of strategic bombers. Now, if Kiev, Berlin, London, NATO, if they're not hit with a major missile strike, you know, in the next 48, 72 hours, I think it's safe to conclude that the damage reports are significantly exaggerated. But who am I? I think they're exaggerated. I think some number of Russian planes were shot down, were blown up. But it's interesting to observe how Ukraine is now reduced to celebrating acts of sabotage, terrorism, that may or may not even be real, as Russian military, well, they're continuing to do what they do. They're continuing to advance at an increasing pace. Is that being reported anywhere in Western media? Oh, there's more to this. There's more to this. It has me scratching my head. As we were on the verge of ceasefire, as President Trump has been furious with Putin because of, you know, the Putin's not doesn't seem to be slowing down. There's been no sentiments whatsoever towards Vladimir Zelensky in this latest deal. So we got to really kind of pause, pump the brakes. I tell you what, why don't we follow the yellow brick road? Follow the yellow brick road. Remember that, you know, the Wizard of Oz? They're all marching down to see the wizard. We're off to see the wizard. Who's the wizard? Who's behind the curtain? Who is it? We know it's not old senile Joe Biden. He's still wandering around. Who's behind the curtain? I'll tell you who I think is behind the curtain coming up next. James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. I can be heard on 550 KFYI and in Tucson, 790 KNST. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. Oh, you can also follow me on Twitter at James T. Harris. The best moments in life were not meant to sit in a box, gathering dust in the attic or stuck on old tapes. They were meant to be seen, heard, and shared again and again. Your family spent years capturing these moments, vacations, birthdays, weddings, your kids' first steps on camcorders, films, and tapes. And now those memories are at risk of being lost forever. That's why Legacy Box exists, to help you preserve and share your family's history. Now, imagine your kids, they're texting on the video to your grandparents. They're reliving a favorite childhood memory with your siblings on a group chat. Legacy Box makes that possible. And right now, by going to legacybox.com/Jesse, you can save 50%. Now, my friends, I had to tell you, this will be a wonderful experience, especially some of those pictures from back in the 70s. Oh, my goodness. The process is simple. You send in your legacy box filled with tapes, reels, or photos, and their team in the U.S. hand digitizes everything. You get back your originals plus a digital copy on the cloud or thumb drive. Whether it's a Super 8 film, VHS, cassette tapes, or photo negatives, Legacy Box can handle it. They digitize over 15 types of media. Legacy Box has helped over 1 million families relive their most cherished memories. Don't let your family stories fade away on outdated formats. Preserve it, share it, pass it on. Go to legacybox.com/Jesse to get 50% off today. That's legacybox.com/Jesse. We are talking about the Ukrainian attack on Russia. They took out a bunch of Russian bombers. It seems to me that the media is celebrating. It seems to me that you have the Uniparty in the United States celebrating. President Trump has been somewhat quiet on the whole issue. Isn't that unusual? I happen to think that he got burned. You know what? We've been talking about this for the first two segments, and I think that it's important that you know that I'm not on Russia's side here. I'm not on Ukraine's side here. I'm on the side of peace. But I know it sounds like that I am voting for Vladimir Putin. I understand that. I've been on this take since the very beginning of the conflict, so much so, and we got so much heat that we had to put out a disclaimer.
Neither James D. Harris or producer Aaron are puppets of Putin, nor do either support Russian aggression in the Ukraine.
Producer Aaron is my producer in the conservative circus. Yes. Oh, and neither is producer Chris a puppet of Putin or Jesse Kelly for that. This is James D. Harris. I'm giving you my take because it's a dang good one. Where was I? Follow the yellow brick road. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We get into Oz and we see the great wizard and we see the smoke and we see the fury and oh, we're even encouraged because we are preserving democracy. But then all of a sudden, little Toto goes there and pulls back the curtain and wait a minute. It just dawned on me. I'm talking about the Wizard of Oz. Should I be talking about like a Wicked? Because, you know, Wicked was sort of like the remake of the Wizard of Oz. And Wicked, producer Chris, that's Jesse Kelly's producer. Did you see Wicked? You haven't? Oh, my. He said it's a long story. I saw it on Broadway, and I also, my daughter, she's a grown woman, but she's obsessed with the movie. So I actually sat down and watched the movie thinking that I wouldn't like it. But it was very, very good. Should I be referring to Wicked instead of The Wizard of Oz? No. We'll stick with The Wizard of Oz. Toto pulls the curtain back. And lo and behold, we recognize the wizard. It's Lindsey Graham. Did you know that Lindsey Graham and another Democrat senator happened to be in Ukraine the day before the attacks? What? Yeah. Oh, they were shaking hands with Zelensky, and Zelensky was like, welcome, brother. And no, and yeah, welcome, brother. That's Lindsey Graham. Welcome, brother. Oh, and he looked so giddy. He looked so happy. He looked like the days when he was hanging out with Senator John McCain. Oh, they made many trips to Ukraine. Yes, they did. Oh, and they promised the Nazis over in Ukraine that they had the full backing of the United States of America. And a weepy-eyed, very emotional John McCain said, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. And Lindsey, oh yeah, Lindsey was right there with them. Oh, you are fighting on our behalf. Because of the fight that you're fighting, we don't have to put our boys and girls on the ground. God bless you. He was talking to the Nazis. That's a division over there in Ukraine. You think I'm making it up? No, I'm talking about goose-stepping Nazis. They're still here fighting in Ukraine. Oh, I know. Oh, wait, should I play it again? I should play it again, right? Because we don't want any kind of...
Neither James D. Harris or producer Aaron are puppets of Putin, nor do either support Russian aggression in the Ukraine.
Nor does producer Chris or Jesse Kelly. Not puppets! But I got to tell you what I see. And you know, it's not just me that's seeing this. You had General Mike Flynn also make the same observation. What in the world was Lindsey Graham, warmonger, Lindsey Graham and Dick Blumenthal? What were they doing over in Ukraine?
Lindsey Graham and Dang Dick Blumenthal. I call him Dang Dick because he got into politics on a lie. Based on, you know, talking about, he lied about his service in Vietnam. So Danang Dick Blumenthal out of Connecticut and Lindsey Graham out of South Carolina, both U.S. senators, just visited Zelensky And of course, 24 hours later, they're attacking and destroying a component of the nuclear triad of Russia. So you have to ask yourself, was there a message that they were supposed to convey to Zelensky? I hope not. I hope that's not the case. If there was a message, that puts us in a much, much more dangerous position.
Yes, it does.
If Graham and Blumenthal walked away from there and had no idea that this was going to occur, then that shows you how foolish those two are and how much of a fool Zelensky thinks of the United States of America, not just these two U.S. senators.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't believe that. I believe that they knew what was going on. They absolutely knew. Wait a minute. Isn't this a coincidence? Remember right before Zelensky went to the White House to sit down with President Trump and Vice President Vance to talk about the minerals deal when everything went to hell? Remember that everything blew up? Who did he meet with before that? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he met with the same folks. He met with the Uniparty. He met with Lindsey Graham. He met with Blumenthal. And the Democrats told him to stick to the plan. And that's when everything blew up. Do you remember? Am I helping you connect the dots? No. President Trump he's not about war. And in the same way, you know, you've got Israel threatening to attack Iran. Okay, if they do that, it's on you. But at least we'll probably know about it. Why? Because they have a friendlier relationship somewhat. There's been a break between President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. And I'm already down the rabbit hole. I don't think that the President Trump really appreciated the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu was trying to direct traffic, trying to get us to get into a conflict with Iran. We are not about war under Trump. We want to bring peace by making deals, economic deals. It's the art of the deal with Trump, not war. I think the same thing is happening with Ukraine. We have the warmongers. We have the Uniparty. We have the global elites that want this conflict between the United States and Russia. And I believe that they're working on their own accord. I don't think it's any problem, any fault that on President Trump. He got sandbagged. I believe that. I'm just saying. Well, James, how dare you accuse the CIA of trying to undermine Trump? They would never do that. Woo, y'all better stop. It's amazing what we're watching. But I do believe that President Trump is on this now. You know, this team, we've never had a team like this. What we're seeing right now in the White House. Never. And so I am prayerful. I am hoping and prayerfully hoping that President Trump is on the phone with Vladimir Putin and they're trying to work things. Oh, wait a minute. Let me say that again. Hold on.
Neither James D. Harris or producer Aaron are puppets of Putin, nor do either support Russian aggression in the Ukraine.
And neither is producer Chris or Jesse Kelly. But we do want peace. James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, and you can follow me on Twitter at James T. Harris, Pure Talk, Jesse's wireless company. A veteran-led company believes every man and woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that is made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag, period, to 1,000 U.S. veterans in time for the patriotic holidays. We're talking about the 4th of July. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags to deserving veterans with plans from just $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data. You can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network while cutting your cell phone bill in half. The average family saves over $1,000 a year. Just dial #250 and save the keyword Jesse Kelly. And Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will get you switched hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. And again, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly to support veterans and to switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Seeing we're down the rabbit hole. Some would even say conspiracy theory. We might as well talk about something that President Trump posted up on his Truth site. And when I saw it, I just laughed almost with glee. Because for the last few years, I've been telling my audience, you know, in the conservative circus, the circus freaks, I've been telling them that Joe Biden is not just one man. There were at least five, maybe six fake Joe Bidens. And people were saying, take off that tinfoil hat. I'm like, I'm telling you, look at him. One day, he's talking somewhat cogently. The next day, he's just lost during the debates. That was the closest thing to the real Joe Biden. Because he's just gone. Joe Biden also had a speech earlier this week. We'll try to get to it, but he's just gone. He was calling Hunter's, father was bold, and he was all confused. Well, you had President Trump go on Truth Social and really stir it up. President Trump, he sent the country into an uproar after he shared what his haters are calling a conspiracy theory regarding Joe Biden. He shared on Truth Social a post. He actually forwarded a post in which this poster alleges Biden was executed in 2020. What? And has been replaced by a clone. What? He's taking it to a whole nother level. President Trump is deeper down the conspiracy hole than I am. And the president, he presented the post entirely without comment. #, there is no Joe Biden. It was so controversial that you even had Fox News pick up on it.
Apparently, Donald Trump reposted somebody's post on Truth Social claiming that Biden had been executed in 2020 and was replaced by a robotic clone. Clearly, President Trump did not believe that, but he put it out there. And here's what the New York Times wrote. Trump amplifies another outlandish conspiracy theory. Biden is a robotic clone. President Trump reposted another user's false claim that the former president had been executed in 2020 and replaced by a robotic clone.
And the New York Times, another false claim. See, I love it when the media does that. The media just report the news. You don't have to tell me it's false. You know, as the Republicans falsely say that Joe Biden lost the 2020 election. You don't have to put that in there. Leave your bias out. Just put it up there. But then again, who is this? Trace Gallagher? I don't know. You know, surely the president is just jesting. Surely he really doesn't mean this. Oh, really? Really? You see, I don't know. These same people were saying, this false claim. These are the same people that were telling us that Joe Biden is cogent, the best Joe Biden ever. This is the same crowd that was telling us that the border was safe and secure, right? Hello? The same crowd. This is the same crowd that told us we had a peaceful and orderly withdrawal from Afghanistan. So you want to get on me talking about I'm believing in conspiracy theories? I don't think so. I don't think so. You had Kylie, I think her name is McGee, weighing in on Fox News about this claim that President Trump put on Truth Social.
I mean, I know Trump's sense of humor. I'm sure he was just trolling him. What do you think?
Well, I would hope so. But I think also it gets to the real heart of the scandal, which is who in the world was president for the past 4 years if it wasn't Joe Biden? Was it a clone? Was it a cable of White House officials?
Hey, is that not a legitimate question? Was it a clone? Was it a cable of White House officials? Somebody tell me, because Trump, I mean, Biden wasn't in charge. So who was in charge? That was Kaylee McGee. Who was in charge? Who was signing all of those executive orders? Oh, you don't want to tell me that, but you're just willing to dismiss, you know, my observations. I'm sorry. President Trump is mixing it up. He's trolling people, and I don't have a problem with it. Let's talk about it.
Say, you know, one of the revealing things about Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper's book is that apparently there were more than 100 people within the White House and in the administration who were well aware of Biden's true mental state the entire time. And yet we still don't have a single name of the people who were making decisions on Biden's behalf. And, you know, for Thompson and Tapper's part, it's quite shocking to me, honestly, that they were willing to give what is essentially immunity to so many of these officials in their book to remain anonymous. Because what that tells me is that you're still trying to cover up the cover-up. Mm-hmm. You're not interested in true accountability. There are several questions where you do need specific names in order for those questions to be answered.
Absolutely, you do. Yeah. The Tapper book, Original Sin. Oh, that was a cover-up. They're not coming clean. You know, we needed to do better. We didn't know. The White House officials, they were not being honest with us. Stop it. What White House officials? Name them, please. Can we get some names? See, this is my big frustration about all of this. I mean, we both sides of the aisle, even with the Trump administration, we're not getting any names. I want to know what was going on with Epstein. I want to know what's going on with P. Diddy. I want to know about Crossfire Hurricane. I want to know names. Perp walks. In the meantime, yeah, how dare you try to criticize Trump? Oh, Trump is dropping QAnon. Oh, Trump is dropping conspiracy theory. Okay. If that's a conspiracy theory, how about the truth? Who was running the White House? Who authorized hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine? Who let the floodgates open on the border? If you're not willing to tell me that, then yeah, there were 12 clone Bidens. James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.